I have 1 minute more. And yeah, I mean, the big picture of the thesis was to explore smart glazing for reducing energy consumption and having comfort within the buildings. But in order to get there, so exploring the technology, the very first step was the one to model correctly this technology. The smart technology that we are talking about today is liquid crystal glazing, in particular PPLC type. As a smart glazing, you need to provide the electricity to change its state. In particular, PPLC in, let's say, their default state, I would say, they are diffusive. So they do not let the light passing through it. By applying a small voltage, what happens is that the glazing become clear, so the light pass. And as you can see, the system is in this standard state is pretty diffusive. I think this is. This technology is mainly used for indoor application. In fact, this is kind of a privacy glass to have privacy, for example, in a meeting room. But there are also applications in not specifically with this product, but with slightly modified product in facade. So the main problem here was how to model this behavior. So changing the set from transparent to specular to a very diffusive one. Joe did some review on this before we started, and we saw that mainly what has been used are, let's say, both for the thermal and the lighting simulation are very simple models, also in terms of control. So we start working on the modeling, on the advanced modeling. In order, to have a model able to characterize in the best way this behavior, this diffusive behavior. So we started with the optical modeling, and the idea was to pass through the BSDF because, as I said, we used both the lighting simulation and the energy simulation, so we need to characterize both from the optical and thermal point of view the system. And extrapolated three intermediate layers between the two extremes, transparent and translucent, that we have measurement. And then we use the radiance function in two clamps to generate transmission matrices and some dummy, let's say, approach for the reflection. Before to get directly to ISO2 clamps, actually, Joe tried to explore trans material, BRDF function material type, but then Greg saved the day as usual and tell Joe, okay, ISO2 clamps is perfect for this approach, so try this and explore this approach. So we went for this, and basically what we this did was starting from measured spectral data of the system. Here you can see the orange curve are the transparent state and the blue is the translucent. And you can see that we had both direct and beam transmission for this. So you can see how the behavior of the system is very different between transparent and translucent. So in transparent state, mainly you have direct transmission, beam transmission, while in the translucent state, you have mainly diffuse transmission. So this was our starting point. And then from the measured spectral data, which are measured in on a normal angular incidence, we developed, let's say, the angular behavior by using the rules model. Actually, to find the parameter for those model, we had some hemispherical transmission point along this curve, so we were able to calibrate for let's say a different angle of incidence. And as you can see, also the parameters are quite similar. So the transparent and translucent state, the let's say behavior is pretty similar. And then we basically feed this transmittance value for specular and diffuse within Hilbert clamps by providing this table, and we use, as I said, dummy reflection of this because we did not have the specular diffuse behavior of the system. So for the reflectivity, we had to use a dummy layer. So this was we did for the visible and also the solar range, because as I said, we were interested in both energy and lighting simulation. Then Joe had to manage a little bit the file in order to put this into, make it this, let's say, available for Windows. And basically what we did was then to combine, the different matrices for solar, visible, and transmission and the reflectivity into a BSDF layer. So combining all the information related to the layer of the glazing of the liquid crystal system into the BSDF, we were able to build the BSDF, the XML file, and we built the whole system comprising, let's say, three layers. So we have a triple glazing system with the external layer, which is the one we generated. Of course, this layer has been generated for translucent, transparent, and for other three intermediate states. So in the end, we had five configurations. This is how it looked, the model in the end. So in transparent state, you see that there is mainly direct transmission, so it's pretty specular. While in translucent, you still have a part of specularity, but the behavior is more diffusive. So the feeling is that the model is working as expected. Once the model was ready, we then passed to the simulation in order also not just to, let's say, develop the model, but also choose the correct model for the KPI we wanted to calculate. First of all, the illuminance value. For that, we actually went quite straight to the free phase method because unless you need to calculate the ASC, it's still pretty reliable. This is the shoebox that we used for the simulation, which is actually a cell that replicates our outdoor lab. So this is actually a real facade. And those are the results without going too in deep, but what happened is that we saw that basically the system behaves as we would expect, so having more, light for the transparent, while less is on the translucent. If we look at this data, it's even clearer. So SDA, of course, decrease going to transparent to translucent. And this is pretty straightforward. Then we move to the other important KPI, which was the light glare analysis, which for the control was quite important as a KPI. Without going too in deep with what is DGP, Jan gave a nice presentation yesterday. We started choosing for a viewpoint three different skies, in March, June, and December, and compare the different approaches. So here, actually, we analyze different methodology to get the results. First is preface method image-based. So since we have already the matrices for the grid based simulation, we also do the image. Conventional ray tracing, meaning that we use RPICT with the BSDF material, and then again conventional ray tracing using BSDF with the peak instruction, so the ABSDF. For that, we actually calculated both DGP and also EDGPS by combining the grid the image with AB0 with the illuminance calculation. So those are the results. For the free phase method, as expected, you see the sun spread on the patches, so resolution is not that accurate, as we expected from the beginning. Using the BSDF situation gets better, but still the sun and the circular around the sun is not that, let's say, defined in the best way. By applying the ABSDF into the image, then the situation gets really better. In fact, you can see that the sun is very small, and we improved both the definition of the source, light source, so the sun, but also, as you can see, the spread of the direct light on the floor is more defined. So this approach seems very better. Then if we calculate the DGP, what we see is that for March and June, we have actually quite a good agreement between the three methods. This is for the transparent and translucent state, so for the extreme state, except for December, where we see that in both cases, the ADGPS provides higher results, which seems to be more accurate. Another thing which is comes to our eyes is that for March, it seems that the more accurate method provides less DGP lower, and we went directly into these images to understand what happened there. And if you see, basically what happened is that the resolution of the light source increased that much that the sun goes behind the mullion here. So actually, these underline the fact that having this, let's say, resolution is pretty important for the simulation, for the analysis, so to get reliable results. So in the end, we choose to go for this approach, ABDSDF. And as you can see, this is an annual simulation. This is EDGPS, and the viewpoint was looking east. So as we expect, we have glare mainly during the morning. And also in this case, as we can expect, the glare, let's say, reduce by going from transparent to translucent state. Then Joe decided to say to check when you have the minimum and maximum ADGP value, and this was quite interesting because the minimum DGP value is not always the most translucent state, and also the maximum in DGP is not always when you have the transparent state. So this is a kind of not that intuitive, let's say, results when you look into this technology. So this is general results. If we go and check the absolute value, what we see here is actually that these differences still are in a, let's say, comfortable range, because we are quite below the threshold for DGP, but still it's interesting to have to be able to characterize in this detail the differences, because maybe you are in a situation where you need to have this precision and understand where there is glare or not. Yeah, to conclude, it seems that the P2Claims model works quite good for this kind of technology. Also, the comparison of the calculation method was quite interesting. So this is also, I would say, a workflow that should be taken before choosing directly a simulation method. And this was useful because then we could understand this particular behavior of the PLD LC. That's it from my side. If you have a question, I'm able.